This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, about recent developments in West Asia. In a tweet, the Prime Minister said, "Terrorism has no place in the world." He said it is crucial to prevent regional escalation and ensure the safe release of all hostages, and India is committed to supporting efforts for an early restoration of peace and stability. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has said that it carried out airstrikes in Lebanon, targeting buildings used by armed group Hezbollah to store weapons. According to Lebanese health officials, over 100 people have been killed over a 24-hour period. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital tomorrow. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4 days visit. He will also visit Varanasi on 2nd October. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across the 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipur in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Basharat Bukhari, Sajjad Ghani Lone and Nasir Islam Wani in Kashmir Division, and Davinder Singh Rana, Chaudhary Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana, with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted the central government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. The president was addressing the 10th convocation ceremony of the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi. Pointing towards the unfortunate incident of misbehavior with doctors, the president said, "Everyone should understand that doctors make all efforts to save the life of patients, and such incidents are condemnable." Speaking on the occasion, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that ensuring the highest standards of medical education is a top priority for the government. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting in Itanagar today to review the performance of 7 regional rural banks, RRBs, in the Northeast region. The meeting focused on improving business performance, enhancing digital technology services, and promoting growth in agriculture and MSME sectors. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman urged RRBs to put greater thrust on identifying right beneficiaries with the active support of their sponsor banks when sanctioning loans under various central government's flagship schemes. And Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal today launched the Cruise Bharat mission from the Mumbai port. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Sonowal said the mission aims to propel country's cruise tourism industry by doubling cruise passenger traffic within 5 years by 2029. Several memoranda of understanding relating to the tourism sector were also signed at the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.